Flip sample PDF of the Israel and Kira today's date is 03/28/2022. Dictation is for Jeremy Bratton. Bratton spells B-R-A-T-T-O-N. Jeremy spells J-E-R-E-M-Y. Date of birth is 1/01/07/1980. This is a 42-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Jeremy has a history of hypertension and opioid use disorders. Currently on Suboxone. He's there for follow-up for these two conditions with no new complaints, period. He stated since his last visit he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed or were negative, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure 146 over 83. Pulse 80, respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. P. Next paragraph, HE and T normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no mangial signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion, no adventitious sounds. No respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non tender. No organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort to range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve tenor is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 is hypertension, number 3 is medication refill, period. Next paragraph, patient and I had a discussion about his blood pressure and the impact it can have on his end organs. We talk about the need for labs. He said he cannot afford to do labs today, but he will do it in his next visit. He was given the labs I intend to draw: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, T3, T4, TSH. He was given the cost for these studies and advised to come back with funding for these labs. He says he understands and will do. Next paragraph. PMP wear was reviewed today. PMP wear does not support medication diversion or drug seeking behavior, period. The drug test was done today in clinic. The drug test was positive for buprenorphine, which he takes as part of this program. All other variables were negative, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication will refill as follows: Suboxone 8/2 mg SLFM. He will take 1.5 mg/mL daily for 30 days. Number 45, next medication, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Colace, 100 milligrams. He will take 1 PO, 1 PO BID as a stool softener because of the Suboxone, which can produce constipation. He says he understand and will comply. He's given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.